This has been a rough past few weeks.
Tell me about it, Bunny. We've dealt with a woman with a personality disorder and Mr. Casket.
How is Marie doing, Walter?
From what Doc has been telling me, she's responding well to the therapy.
I heard the NCR wants to give us more cases today.
Unfortunately, Bunny, it's not Lieutenant Humphreys that's giving us the case.
It's not?
No, he and an NCR division is out looking for Mr. Casket's body as a confirmation of his death. He's too dangerous to be roaming around out there.
Thank goodness, Walter.
I'm just glad we're getting to do something normal for once. I'm pretty beat, but how about you?
This is a good change of pace. Probably the most time we've had without anyone trying to kill us.
You got that right, Bunny.
Welcome to the Dine and Dash. You dine, we wine. Did you want to hear the specials?
Sure.
We got fresh barbecued gecko tails and Brahmin stew, which may or may not have actual Brahmin meat.
Country fried steak, eggs over easy, with a Nuka-Cola, please.
I'll have the blueberry pancakes, egg whites with bacon, extra crispy, and a vanilla egg cream, please.
Okay. I'll give your orders to the chef, and your food will be out shortly. Thank you again for dining at Dinin' Dash.
That's them, right? Man with the Stenson hat, they said. That's a darn fedora.
Folks don't know the difference nowadays.
I honestly thought he's gonna be taller.
The dame he's with is pretty nice, though. What's she doing with a loser like that?
She should leave the zero and get with the hero, am I right?
You know, looking at the dame's outfit makes me yearn for the days in the vault. What about you?
I remember those days. You remember the reading comics? I used to use that as my escape. My favorite was always Captain Cosmos.
Captain Cosmos? Man, he's corny. He doesn't hold a candle to the Silver Shroud.
We don't mention the Silver Shroud. Remember, that guy is still on the loose.
Right. So are we really gonna take these two out here in public?
Yeah, anyone who wants to be a hero and testify will meet Mr. Leadshoes, courtesy of the boss.
You bought the pieces?
Yeah, got them at a discount. From the gun runners at Freeside.
You got it from that darn discount gun place again, didn't you?
No, I definitely didn't.
Well, great. Lenny decides to send me Discount Monty.
It's two guns.
You haven't earned the nickname yet, without a successful hit. You're betting what, 0 for 10?
Listen, I botched a few hits.
How did you do that?
Remember the hit on Freakside?
Freakside? The crazy jet dealer?
Yeah, it turns out that I accidentally killed his twin brother.
You didn't check for the mole?
The mole on his left cheek? Nah, I didn't. I kinda got sloppy. Let's do this now.
All right.
Die, mother.
You had to go cheap.
Bunny, were you hit?
No, Walter, I wasn't.
Ah, crap.
It's another case for Walter and Bunny! That's right, the famous detective duo who solve case after case in post-nuclear Vegas are in for another mystery. Brought to you by A-Bomb Radio. Today's strange story, The Lonely Grave of Arch Stanton. We join our detectives, Walter and Bunny, in their office on a late night, discussing all of their cases, past and present. Walter has been uneasy lately, dealing with the NCR after massive corruption was discovered. Walter's unease is not without merit, as an enemy from their past has targeted them.
Walter, when are you gonna call it a night?
Well, there are a few cases left on the table. There's a case of a mysterious stranger named Jack who's been asking vault hunters to help him extract and open the vault. Also, there's a case of a dictator who went mad with power running an off-the-books private military company. And then we have the two petty robbers, English Bob and Charlie Two-Toes, who've been hitting every casino this side of the Mojave. So our caseload is full.
Yikes. We're gonna be really busy. I guess a vacation to West Virginia is off the cards.
It was never on the cards, Bunny.
So why can't any of this wait until after bedtime?
Our reports have been conflicting with the official NCR reports, and I have a gut feeling that something fishy is going on.
We have a few cases on our plate for tomorrow, Walter. We still have to deal with the phantom jet dealer near New Reno, and the Freeside slasher who's been gutting working girls. So we have a massive caseload.
That's the problem. This could all be connected, Bunny.
How so?
These cases popped up when I requested the official reports of the last few cases. It seems like someone wants us to go away from this trail.
Shouldn't we consult with Lieutenant Humphreys?
We can't trust him either. It's only us now, Bunny. We can only trust one another. WB Investigations for matters both public and private. This is Walter speaking. How may I help you? You don't say. All right, I'll be there ASAP. See you soon.
What's going on, Walter?
Commander Cano of the NCR 2nd District wants to speak to me about an old case.
Which case was it?
Do you remember the murders of Porter and his colony and the whole conspiracy we uncovered from the government?
I do. What about that case? I thought we tied up all the loose ends.
Not every loose end. Lock and Load Lenny is still out there, and he's been looking to settle the score.
I'm getting my coat, then. We're going together.
Something is off about this, Bunny. You stay here, and I'll go and investigate. If you don't hear from me in the morning, assume the worst. I'm heading to District 2 near the Mojave.
Be safe, Walter. You call as soon as you can.
I will, Bunny. I never miss an appointment.
Good morning, Commander Cano. My partner was supposed to meet you last night. He didn't return.
I was waiting for him all night. Walter was supposed to discuss the Jane Morris case. There was something wrong in the two reports I've read.
What did you see?
Well, in the two reports, there was odd details missing and other holes in the reports. The biggest hole is the alleged massacre of a ghoul compound. In our report, none of that is mentioned. I wanted to discuss what went on.
Anything else you found?
Yeah, there was a lot of mentions of Lock and Load Lenny. I didn't see him in any of our reports or the involvement of Magistrate Davis.
It's like someone was trying to cover things up. Did you notice anything weird yesterday?
Well, come to think of it, there were two of my troops who were acting funny. One of them had a funny accent and the other person was a woman. They both looked like they didn't belong here.
I have photos of some of our most wanted on my Pip-Boy. If I give you the data, maybe that might identify them?
Sure thing. Recognize those two.
English Bob and Charlie Two Toes?
Those are the two that were here yesterday. No wonder why they stood out from the crowd. Where will you head to?
Freeside. There's a CI me and Walter use who may give up information. Kevin the Cupcake?
Dang it! I thought I told you not to use that name.
I need info, Kevin.
Pertaining to?
Walter has gone missing.
Ah, that's what you're here for. I don't know anything.
Something tells me you know more than you're letting on.
Listen, I'd love to talk, but, what you're looking for? I'm in a bit of a bind, Bun. You and Walter have been good to me, but the people you're looking for.
I'll take care of them. Don't worry about me, Kevin.
One of the guys you're looking for hangs out at the Gamora. Look for a guy with an English accent at the bar. Think his name is English Bob.
Thanks, Kevin.
Surrender your weapons here before you enter the casino, miss.
Will do. Is this seat taken?
For a pretty posh toff such as yourself, the seat is definitely not taken. Fancy a drink?
I would love a drink.
Hey, bartender! Give us two martinis, make him lick at his splits, and hold the ice. Can you handle your liquor?
I never pegged you as a lightweight.
I'm just getting started, love. Right, let's take this somewhere more private. How about my room?
Yeah, that sounds swell. Lead the way.
What are we gonna do, love?
Go on that bed and you'll find out.
Oh, I love it when you posh toughs are aggressive. All right. This'll be a new experience for me.
This is gonna turn into a nightmare if you don't tell me what I want to know, English Bob.
Whoa. How do you know my name?
I'm an investigator alongside my partner, Walter Camry. Now you'll tell me what I need to know, or I will turn you into the NCR.
Oh, you think you can scare me, you posh toff?
Bob, I'm running out of patience. Tell me where my partner is.
You'll never find him again. Not where we took him to.
Where is that?
Somewhere special. Something a posh toff like you should stay away from. You let me out, I won't hurt you, sweetheart.
That's fine. I'll just leave you here, handcuffed, and you can figure a way out.
Wait! If you leave, you won't hear what happened to your partner.
I'm listening.
We were disguised as NCR troops yesterday. Me and Charlie had a mission from the boss. How do we know what this bloke looks like?
He'll be hard to miss. The guy wearing the suit and tie with the fedora.
I thought he was wearing a Stetson hat. You learn something new every day.
Stetson? What, is he a cowboy?
No, but I expected him to be some sort of cowboy. The boss got a grudge with him. He'll mean bugger all if he doesn't show up.
That's him, Bob.
I thought he'd be taller.
Will you stop?
Can I help you two troopers out?
We're here to bring you to Commander Kano.
Commander Kano said he'd meet me here. Actually, who are you two? Both of you look awfully familiar.
We're just two good old troopers, you know?
English Bob and Charlie Two-Toes, both hitmen.
Hit person, we prefer.
You mean you prefer that, love? It doesn't roll off the tongue as much, hitman.
Can we not do this right now? The great Walter Camry has us under arrest.
Oh, you know this bloke. How do you know him, love?
Are you kidding me right now? Who hasn't heard of the man who helped solve the case?
Enough out of you two. You're gonna talk right now.
What happened next?
Oh, I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
Pax of being an alcoholic, babe.
Don't call me babe. Where did they take my Walter?
I wish I could tell you, but I summon my right to parley. Let me out of the cuffs and I talk.
I'm not letting you out. Actually.
Whoa, love! Why did you escalate this?
I know you're behind the door, Charlie.
How'd you know that?
He has a very distinct cologne, Vatwater 59. You're wearing it, and some of your clothes are sprawled out around this room. Did I miss anything?
That I would care about a two-bit drunk.
I can hear it in your voice, Charlie. You're in love with Bob. You're in the same situation that I'm in with my Walter. Do you love Bob, Charlie?
Yes.
Then let me know what happened to Walter. I want all of us to just be like the Fonz.
The who?
The Fonz, babe. He's the coolest.
That's right. We're gonna be cool like the Fonz and have a conversation. I don't want to arrest you both and bring you in. All I want is to see Walter again. If the situations were reversed...
I'd do the exact same thing you're doing. Okay. What do you want to know?
Finish the story.
Well, Bob told the story all wrong.
All right. I'm going to lure him out and you two throw him in the back of the trunk. Is that clear?
Crystal clear, love.
Do we attack you also to keep up appearances?
Shouldn't be necessary. Bob, put down the vat water 59.
But I gotta smell clean, love.
Bob, just go to the checkpoint. I'll meet up with you.
If you do this job, Lock and Load Lenny will definitely have a spot for you two.
So, who are we looking for?
A man in a fedora.
You mean he's dressed like a cowboy?
You're not being serious right now.
Wait, is that him? Oh, I thought he'd be taller.
Good evening to you, troopers. How are you tonight?
Doing.
All right, freeze, you two.
Whoa, we're just NCR troopers, sir.
NCR regulation states that no kind of cologne may be worn. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it smells like you're wearing Vat Water 59. Isn't that right, English Bob?
How did you...
You two are petty robbers. What are you doing here and masquerading as NCR troops? This is a step up in crime for the both of you. What's going on?
We needed a higher payday, love.
Does this have to do with what Commander Kano was going to tell me? Where is Commander Kano? What did you two do to him?
We didn't do anything to him.
What's going on here?
These two aren't NCR soldiers, Commander.
That's right. They work for me. Gah! Load them into the trunk.
We'll return to our mystery after this. And now, back to our story.
I know you probably don't want to hear exposition on my life, but I think you should know some details. I served in some off-the-book conflicts. I took part in many armed battles, and I won every single one of them. Months ago, you caused me a great loss. A loss that's a blemish on my record. So, I waited, I plotted, I schemed, until I could trap you into my little web again.
You wasted my and your time for a little bit of revenge? Huh. You really are a nasty piece of work, Leary.
You listen to me, boy! I respect the hell out of you for ending that sick freak, Mr. Casket. But you're pushing my button, son.
I know what and who you're looking for.
Jane Morris.
That's right.
Where is she? I know she still corresponds with you and your girl, but the address is burned out.
I wouldn't know, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
You listen here, maggot. I could just kill you right now, and I could turn you into hamburger meat for my casino. I'm gonna call it Grade W Meat.
If you kill me, you won't see Jane Morris or a cent of the money.
Don't worry. I got ways to make you talk. Rodman! Bring me the tattoo removal laser.
I have no ink.
This also burns the skin. Now you hold still, Mr. Camry, while I make my masterpiece.
Where did they take him?
Here, I'll input the coordinates in your Pip-Boy.
I got it.
I hope you find him.
I will also consider this your get-out-of-jail-free card. If we catch you again committing any crimes, you will be arrested. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Wait. Me and Bob will help Bunny.
Why?
We want a fresh start.
Speak for yourself, love.
Bob. I'm pregnant.
Ah, crap. We want a new life. We'll help you out, Miss Bunny.
You burn pretty well, Walter. You can make the pain end. Where's Jane Morris?
She's
where?
in your house.
I've had enough to hear with your sense of humor, Camry. I'm actually losing my patience. So, you're amongst hallowed ground here.
Just do what you gotta do, Larry, and be done with it.
I have a punishment in mind for you to make your death as cruel and as hateful as your actions.
Charlie and Bob have been picked up by some blonde detective, boss.
A blonde, huh? You wouldn't know who that is, would you, Walter?
Can't say I do.
You keep spitting lie after lie!
I didn't know you freeside hoods punched like a bunch of geckos with arthritis.
Okay, I had enough of you, Mr. Camry. Cano, get the box ready. We're gonna bury this gooba alive.
Will do, boss.
Okay, what's the plan again?
We're going and lock and load Larry's office, and we're going to figure out the location.
Lock and load, Larry. We'll deal with him pretty well, love.
After we find out the location of Walter, we're gonna send it to your Pip-Boy.
Great. I cannot thank you two enough for this.
We can't thank you for the opportunity at a better life.
Let's not celebrate yet. We have to find Walter first.
So, we had a right by the head, and BAM! Her brains went splat.
Splat, huh?
Yeah, Bunny's dead, and she's in the barrel in one of the Brahmin.
So, we just need to bury the body. I think it would be poetic to put her with her husband. No, I actually think it would be bloody fantastic.
Well, it seems like everything's tied up in a little bow then. You and Charlie here killed Walter's girl, and the world's most famous detective is under a lot of dirt.
Well then, love, where's our payment?
Ah, yes, payment. Well, since you two did such a great job, I got something for you both. I got a handsome and very fat paycheck waiting for you. But I got this one little thing that's bothering me, and I have to ask before you leave. Charlie, what's with the nickname?
Well, I'm called Two Toes due to...
You knob! Oh, I see your plan. Hey, Larry. Oh, I got a gift for you, you big lug. I'm sorry, baby.
You got any last words?
Boom.
This should be it.
Alfonso and Lemmy, you two cover the exits. She's definitely going to come here, according to the boss.
Yes, boss.
I can hear you! Your Walter is buried in one of these coffins. Why don't you give up so I can help you to reunite? I can hear your footsteps! I used to be a tracker for the NCR. But since you're playing dirty, I got something to one-up you. Come on out, little rabbit! Where are you? I'm right here, baby! Come and get me! Do you think you can end Kano the Conqueror? I've killed legions upon legions! I am unstoppable! I feel no pain. You can't bring down Kano the Conqueror!
The jig is up, Kano! Put the gun down! We can make a deal, just tell me where Walter is!
You can't save me. I'd take my chances in prison!
You're only making this worse for yourself.
Nah. I'll take my chances!
Oh gosh, what have I done? How can I find Walter now? Wait, there's fresh dirt and track marks. I can find Walter that way. Arch Stanton. This grave looks freshly dug as well. I'm getting you out, Walter! Walter!
I don't feel so well, Bunny. I think I ate my fair share of dirt.
Walter! I was so worried about you. Well, that's one case cleared.
And that's also another time we've busted Lock and Load Lenny. But it's another time we've let him loose. I'm worried the next time he's going to come for us again.
Well, we'll be ready for him. Look at what we did to his operations without preparation time, Walter.
Very true, Bunny. I'm more worried about who in the NCR is in his pocket.
Well, we can semi-trust Humphreys. He told me Charlie Two-Toes survived her ordeal.
She survived a gunshot wound and an explosion?
Yeah, she's a fighter. We'll have to tell her about English Bob not making it.
It can wait till tomorrow. I'm a little battered tonight.
All right, Walter. It can wait tomorrow.
Wait, Bunny?
Yes, Walter?
Bunny, being buried today, I thought I was going to be a goner, and that frightened me.
Why?
Besides being buried alive, I thought I wasn't going to see you again. That drove me mad inside that casket.
Oh, Walter.
Bunny, working together made me realize how much I...
How much you what, Walter?
How much I...
This has been another harrowing case of Walter and Bunny. This episode was written and produced by Joshua Belmonte, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. In The Lonely Grave of Arch Stanton, Walter was impersonated by Eric Huffman, Bunny by Crystal Romero, Arch Stanton by Kano, Charlie Two-Toes by DeVoice, English Bob by Eurasian Rob, Blake Hussey by Eric, Monty by Justin Harris, Lock and Load Lenny and additional voices by Joshua L. Belmonte. And now a special thank you to A-Bomb Radio 2nd and 3rd tier patrons, to George Stocko, Michael D. Batku, and Joel Jackal. We thank you for your support. If you would like to support the True Vault Escapade series, be sure to consult the description below.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.